I want to do something else today because I was learning this Mishnah. It's a beautiful Mishnah. It's a Musaddika Mishnah, so it fits in with our theme a little bit. And so we'll learn this in together. Well, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and it has to do with Kabbalah Torah, and we're still within a week, even though we say Tachlin already, but most places has done so.
I was very confused, by the way.
It's already. I mean, there are most that say Tachlin, anyway. So, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Levi, "B'chol yom yom baskol yitzis marachayev, machrezes v'meres oylem labiras mel bayin shel Torah." There's a certain by people that don't learn. There's a certain busha to the Torah. And the marshal for this is a Nezim Zav Ba'af. So what is this inyan of Nezim Zav Ba'af? It's like putting a golden ring in the nose of a chazir. So Chaim ends up saying here three pshatim. Two of them are very similar, and then there's a third thing. So the first two pshatim essentially is like this. Says the mashal is and if a wealthy man had a daughter, a certain sire had a daughter.
Is everybody early or late?
No, we're good. So, I'm speaking out a different idea tonight. So, a marshal is, let's say you have a sar, chashuv guy, wealthy guy, and he has a daughter, and the daughter's a very refined, chashuv, proper girl, and she could be a very, very, well, big asset to the, she's a big chashuv lady, a girl. And he says, who's he going to marry her to? If he marries her to another chashuv guy, so he's just gonna boss her around. He's not gonna appreciate her because it's all about him. He's the guy, he's the tsar, he's the prince. So he said, I have a better idea. I'm gonna marry her off to a kind of a low guy with very good midos. That was good midos, but he's basically a farming guy, he's a low level guy, but push the guy. But he has good potential. She will now be able to have hashpah on him, turn him into a tsar. And then they'll both gain. Why? Because everyone will realize, oh, you see how great she is. She can even turn this guy into a tsar. And the tsar will, her husband will realize that everything that he has is from her, and he won't boss her around as much. So he's protecting his daughter. She decides that this is a much better strategy. So he says, this was Hashem's strategy when he gave us the Torah versus the angels. If he would just give the Torah to the angels, so the angels are spiritual already. What do they need the Torah for? So the Torah is not making them into spiritual beings, and the Torah is not, and the Malach will not recognize the full potential of the Torah. But if I give the Torah to mankind, so now mankind will elevate themselves through the Torah. So it will be a covenant for the Torah that Torah, people will see what Torah does to mankind. We'll put Torah into a person, you become an elevated being, which could don't walk around, and even Goyim realize, oh, this person's an angel, right? And the people will appreciate the Torah because they see what the Torah does for them. That's the mashal of Matan Torah. I read it like 3 days too late, but that's the mashal of Matan Torah. Conversation with the Malacha. It's a very geschmack marshal, right? And he says, however, what happens if it doesn't work out that way? What happens if it doesn't work out that way? And the husband never really appreciates the daughter. And the husband doesn't really change. And he doesn't really, pick up all the daughter's, lessons and stuff that she wants to teach him. So now what happens? Now he says it's a bezoyin for everyone. It's a bezoyin for the daughter because She's married to the loser. And it's designed for this guy that he can't, like here you are in this with this opportunity. You could change your clothes out of your rags and into royal garments. And you could change the way you eat. You don't have to eat with your hands and eat, carrots all day. You could, you have opportunity to, and you're not doing it. So he says, now it became the opposite. Now being married to this girl became a design for the girl and a design for the guy. Because it became a design for the girl that she wasn't able to accomplish for the guy. And it's a design for the guy that he's stuck in his ways, even though he has this opportunity. Right? So he says, and that's the idea when you take something which is meant to beautify something else. So if it works, then it's a mila for both. Right? So if you have a piece of jewelry, you want to put it on someone that's beautiful. So now the jewelry now is part of this whole package. And the person looks better because they have the jewelry. So they both are reaching their potential. If not, then they both have the design to both of them. So he says, therefore, that is the muscle. First, a yidden that don't learn Torah. So we have the Torah that's meant to beautify us, and we're not. So now we're both losing out. So in that case scenario, it's like a putting a nezim zav ba'af chazir. It's like putting a golden ring, a piece of jewelry on a chazir, on a pig. Why? Because the golden ring is meant to beautify something. But when you put it on a pig, it's not going to beautify the pig. Pig stays a pig no matter what. So now what happens? Now it just looks stupid. Now the ring is designed to the ring. What are you doing on the chazir? And the chazir looks dumb because he's like walking around wearing his tie over his pajamas.
Sorry, the ring, he used it also to
Oh, that's a second one. It's a separate shot.
stealing the thunder.
Yeah. That's the second and the third shot. This is the first shot. Okay? So the first shot is
Oh, it's even worse that he has the ring.
because it makes him look even more stupid because you even have a gold ring and you still don't look money in a chazir. Some things would look kosher if they had a gold ring. You just look like you're right to a chazir. You just pull to have a gold ring. It's even worse. Right? So here you're a human being, you have Torah, and you're still right to a human being. Nothing changed. If you wouldn't have had the Torah, you'd be better off. You wouldn't look so stupid. So that's the first mashal. The second mashal is very similar. It's not about us getting the Torah, it's about us having seichel. Shem give us seichel. Why does Shem give us seichel? He says, we think that, the world thinks that we know Hashem gave us seichel. So we can understand Torah learning. The seichel can be used to bring Torah into our bodies, to understand Torah in a certain way. What do goyim use seichel for? To make useless inventions, to make all sorts of stuff. And they think that that's a kavod for the seichel. Wow, you see, a kavod for mankind, that's not what it was made for. Naraya, everything that mankind thought they were so smart that they could do could now be done by a computer. Right?
It's like
So
a lot of things people make improve out of people's lives. Why is that?
some of them is. Some of them isn't. Some of them is just Narish
Right. I wouldn't classify most things as Narsh, right?
If a person can lose their seichel to write some stupid music, okay, so yeah, that's no, So or whatever it is, I'm just saying that's not the key to lose the seichel and bring a good raya because a computer could do it now. It's a good raya. Computer lamaisa cannot bring Torah into their neshama. You cannot do that through computer. That's what the seichel of a person is for. Seichel of a person is for to engage in learning. A seichel of a person is not to do everything else. And I have a good raya because now you see that. Even without seichel, a person you could do those things, many of them. So the key of the reason why a person was created this way was to become Adam Ruchna, was to engage in spirituality. But we think, no, it's I'm doing plenty of good stuff. So he says that's the mashal of right. So he says. The first thing is, he says, is if you don't use your seichel to learn, so it's like a design to the seichel, so it's like the same shot as the Torah. But then he says maybe that the pshat is this pshat. You know what you said. He says, a person, we're Isaac all the time. We think we're doing. And he says, you know what the mashal is? And you're not learning. You're not learning. So you're not using your full potential. No, I'm using my full potential because I'm creating this and I'm doing that. No, but that's not what you were given all these midos for. The human being was, that's not a kiyum of that. That's not what you're here for. You're here to raise yourself up. You're here to pick yourself up. You're here to engage in a spiritual endeavor of learning Torah, which is meant to raise you up. And then it brings such a strong imagery to this. Someone has a golden ring, and it was given to them as a gift. It's a golden ring. And it's meant, obviously, as a piece of jewelry to beautify something. So, what does he do with it? He goes ahead and he puts it onto the chazir, puts it onto the pig. Not only puts it onto the pig, he puts it onto the af of the chazir, on the nose of the chazir. Why to the nose of the chazir? Why does the pasuk say that? Because the nose of the chazir is the part of the animal that he is used to dig in the mud. So, what does the guy say? So you, what in the world? The 24 karat, are you out of your mind? Putting it onto the, just a waste. He says, waste? Don't you see? Let me just take it in the backyard. Then the Chazir out, and he starts digging into the mud. So you see how much better he's digging now with this tool? You put a piece of gold, of a ring in his nose. Now he digs even better. So don't tell me I'm wasting it. I'm putting it to good use. He says that is the mashal of someone that uses their seichel for things other than Torah. What do you have your seichel for? Hashem put it in us to beautify you. Hashem put it in us to accomplish big things in life. You should walk around with a piece of jewelry. You should look chashuv. What do you do? You think you're using it. Okay, it's like you, the chazir using the golden ring to dig further into the mud. You're not using the full capacity and the full tachlis of what it was given to you for.
Intense.
What?
Pretty sharp.
It's good. It's a good rate.
That's scary.
What?
That's
Scary.
only with you, though, right?
Well, I was saying one and two is similar. Either we're giving the
It's
Torah,
true.
I said one and two is similar. We're giving the Torah, we're not using it to our potential, or even seichel, and we're mevazet. But then the third shot is that we're just pushing, not using it. Yeah. Okay, everybody, so drop most of today.
So
All right.
there's
Do you
a,
like the muscle?
yeah, I did.
The
There's
muscles.